Welcome to Raising Your Spirits. Our hope is to help you make positive changes by providing guided messages from Spirit. Tuning forks, crystals, and distance healing are how we pass those messages from Spirit to you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy your vibrational growth with us. Your host for Raising Your Spirits, Tony Jinnis.
Welcome to another edition of Tuning In with Tony. We're going to be talking about the path, you know, the life path that we are all on. And some would call it, if they've gone through various challenges, perhaps the wrong path. What am I doing wrong? So we're going to get some clarity in that today. Just before we get started, this episode is brought to you by Higher Self. It's a group of teachers, I'm one of them, to talk about the various ways that we can raise our vibrations on a constant basis. There's all kinds of ways that we can do it through yoga, tuning sessions if you come in, or if you get a reading from somebody, any kind of a way that you find insight that puts your perspective at a higher level. We do this through classes, whether it be through feng shui, whether it's healing through tuning forks that we use. We have singing bowls. We have various angel reading and angel tuning classes. And it's just a whole host of things that could keep our energy high. And Podcast Solutions Made Simple by Carl Richards. First of all, today's color is light blue. It's a turquoise blue that we have today. Some of the light blue crystals that I have today is blue agate. And then there's a thing called sodalite. This is one of my favorite stones. And actually, a lot of people call it a journey stone. And what a fitting title for that, because when we are on our path, it's all about the journey, isn't it? It's all about getting together to be able to find out why we are here and the lessons to learn along the way. The theme today, of course, is bittersweet. And that is so true. In every journey, there's some phenomenal experiences, but there's also many challenges. A lot of challenges in everyone's journey. I think if we had a lineup of a couple of thousand people, everybody would have some story on the challenges that they've had up to this point. So we are all on a journey of some sort, and this is where we need to really focus. And sometimes when people come in for a reading, one of the first things they say is that, you know, Tony, with all the challenges that I've had, I must be on the wrong path. Like, there's no way that I signed up for this. There's no way. Like, it's just one thing after another, and it just seems like it never ends. It's just been so challenging. So whether it's love, you know, losing a loved one, whether it's a dog or whether it's another person or it's a divorce or something, and it puts you through the ringer of some kind, whether it's a business, a success of a business, there's going to be some good parts that you'll learn and also some parts that you sure didn't want to learn, but it became very expensive. When we look at why we are going through some of that stuff, there's always a reason for it. And this is where we look at the various challenges there. Health is another one. I had a lady just a few days ago come in with riddled with health issues going on in her life. And she's been like that for, God, over 20 years. And she just hasn't found her way to get out of this doctors and the hospital and the tests. It just seemed like a never-ending stream of things going on. But she says, you know, compared to, and this is what Spirit wanted her to focus on, because right away I was getting that health 10 years ago was a little better than it was 20 years ago. The last 5 years has improved a little bit, and the last 2 years has improved substantially. And I said, is that correct? She had to think for a second. She says, well, actually, yeah, I did have a procedure done 10 years ago. Yeah, that helped a lot, you know, so thank God for the doctors for that. And, you know, my constant work on trying to get something better and trying to make myself well, that was my biggest intention. So, yeah, I would say that. And the last 2 years especially has been much better. I've been doing more yoga, been doing more work on myself, and, you know, things are improving. So when you look at yourself that way, a lot of people, they'll just look at these last 20 years has been challenging. But when you look at the steps in where you are today, you're better off today than you were 20 years ago. One example I saw in an interview was this personal trainer. And this one person a while back came into their gym, and at the time they were a certain weight. While later, some people were coming in and they saw this 450-pound woman exercising. And they said, you know, you could only imagine the thoughts that go on some people's mind. They're focused on their strength. They're focusing on their ability to do various things in the gym. And sometimes you would hear comments about these very heavy people that are in the gym. And they're being judged. They're saying that it's going to be a long road for that lady, you know. And then right then, her personal trainer walked by. And he says, oh, you're talking about this lady? He says, yeah, she's got to be like 450 pounds. He says, yeah, it's close to that. But she came in when she was 650. So right away, the situation changed dramatically. Wow, she lost. Well, how long ago was that? About 8 months ago. So she dropped 200 pounds in 8 months. So when you look at the situation right now, they were looking at it as, is this the wrong way to do it? But then when you look at the real story of it, when you move the timeline a little bit, right away, the situation changes dramatically. And they didn't say outwardly, but you could tell that they were, you know, not too impressed in the beginning. But when they found out the advancement and how much she's worked on herself over the last 8 months, right away, they saw her in a different light. But here's the thing. When you are on this journey, you are going to be criticized right to the hilt. And Spirit wanted you to realize that people, when they look at you in a certain place in your life, there's always things that you can improve on in their perception. Not that you're looking at that, but when other people are looking at you, and it's even worse when a person that is in that struggling position to say, you know, I know people are looking at me and I feel self-conscious and I don't want people to know about things. And they're so focused on other people that it almost psychs them out. But when you're focused on your own journey, no matter what it is, whether it's health or it's a money thing or whether it's something to do with your career, something to do with your love life, whatever it is, look at the point that even though this might be the third time a relationship has not worked out, it doesn't mean the next one is going to be the same. It means you've learned a little bit from each one of them. And when you sort of blanket everything in one big soup, yeah, it doesn't look so good. But when you look at the point of with the first relationship and then the second, what did you learn? The third, and now where are you? You're going into this next relationship with a wider scope, knowing now I might not know what I wanted when I was 20 or 18. I probably didn't know what I wanted, but I sure know now that I'm 45 or 50 or however long the relationships have been. So now you know what you don't want. You don't want to be ridiculed in public. You don't want all these other things that perhaps the other relationship had in it. So now you have a certain checklist that, okay, if a person criticizes me, if a person I'm going out with, I should be supported and I should be safe. There's no reason why I should defend myself. If I have this person sort of wanting to be in my life, they have to get used to me. And so if I'm not being supported, I'm gone. Before, I waited 10 years before that. I'm not doing that now. Now it's like it's not baseball. You don't get three chances. You might get one. Everyone deserves one chance. Even Spirit says that. I mean, somebody that doesn't know you right now or how strong you are or how, you know, strong-willed you are, you got to give them another chance. But the second time they do it, knowing what they know, that's it. But that only comes with experience. That only comes with the path that you've already been on. You know, one thing leads to another and great things happen. But you also got to realize that in this path, when they talk about the wrong path or the wrong idea, the right idea, you know, good, bad, whatever it is that they want to say, you need to realize that there is no such thing as wrong. There isn't. There's no such thing as darkness. There's no such thing as the source of evil. It's basically either light or there isn't any light. If there isn't any light, that's where evil is. If there isn't any compassion, there's no light there. There isn't. And if you got half, then you're going to have some issues. Some of it's going to be good. Some of it's going to be something else. It's a blend. But it all has to do with whether or not there's light or there isn't any light. So the term wrong has been put into our, I guess you'd call it vocabulary, centuries ago. Because the whole purpose of it was to divide, was to give separation for things. You know, one of the first things we come in when we are spirit is whether we are male or female. Before that, while we are in pure light, pure energy, and I connect to that with those energies all the time, there's only love. There's only compassion. There's only order. It's a very beautiful hierarchy system. It really is. It's very organized, and it's all about love. And it isn't about anything. There's no gender in heaven at all. There's just that compassion, love, nurturing, and they just want you to be great. So when you're coming in from that, it is you. Before you even come in, you are you. When you come in, then you are given your first separation, whether you're female or whether you're male. And that's understandable, right? But in that innocence, we can keep going and we keep segregating ourselves. Well, how do we do that? Well, ethnic, whether you were born in a Japanese family or whether you were born in a Portuguese family or born as an Italian or born in African, whatever it is. But then you have an identity of location, whether it's somewhere that's in the world or whether it's a group of people. And then you're further segregated by religion. There's many different religions. The last time I heard, there was over 1,000 religions on this planet. I didn't realize there was that many. But they're segregated that way in so many different ways. And then you're segregated again by what side of the river you were born on. Whether your color is there, what you're wearing, your profession. No wonder we're so mixed up. Because energetically, we only knew one thing. We just knew us. We just knew ourselves. It's the segregation and the separation that we hear always in the news. We hear it in other people. And we notice that there's a difference. But whenever there is separation, there is always discord. When we separate ourselves from male or female, that's one thing. And far of that, we have a certain image to live up to being in whatever sex we come in at. And there's already judgments there depending on how you are treating your energies and so on. Also, middle class, whether you're middle class or whether you're a musical person, whether you're academically strong, these are all segregations. So when we say this is the right way or the wrong way, this is the best, this is the least, this is what you need to do, this is good, this is bad. If you ever get a psychic or a medium or whoever they call themselves, and that person says you are on the wrong path. Incidentally, I had a person years and years ago say that, where somebody had said that to them, that they're on the wrong path, that they need to turn around and go in this direction. Run for your life. Because Spirit would never say that. I've never heard Spirit tell someone they're on the wrong path. Ever. But Spirit will never say that you are on the wrong path, go this way. They'll usually say, what way would you like to go? Because no matter where it is, it's part of your journey. It's like moving in a circle. No matter which direction you go, you're going to get to the other side. You won't lose anything. People say, I'm lost. And that's respected because they feel lost after having so much. But the wrong direction, that's another thing. There is no way that you could go in the wrong direction. If you go in a certain direction, you're going to pick up some experiences there only to add to something that you'll need down the road. Everything that I've ever done in my life in some way has been an asset to what I'm doing today. There's analogies that I have in fishing or that I have when I used to be a pilot, when I was younger, when we were playing street hockey. You know, when people would say, car, we knew what that meant. A car was coming, we had to get off the road. You know, it was all kinds of analogies that way, and none of it was wasted. None of it was the wrong path. So when people say, Tony, I feel like I'm on the wrong path, I understand that's your perception that you feel you might not have signed up for this. But in essence, this is your journey. This is the way things are. So instead of looking at whether or not the path, there's something wrong with the path, what is on the path that you're so focused on? I remember just coming home the other day, and it was kind of weird because I wanted to go straight to one part of our city coming in, which had a gas station, and then I could just go straight home. So that was my planned route, is to go around the city and go into this gas station because it's going to be a little faster than traveling through the business area of the city, right? Anyway, I had my tunes on. I'm going along there. And next thing I know, I realize I'm off the freeway because of habit, one of the off ramps, and I'm now going home in another route. I go, oh, geez, I was going to go. Okay, well, okay, whatever. And right away, I realized that Spirit had something up for me. You know, there's something up because they changed my path because I wanted to go in another direction, right? So I says, okay, well, let's see where this takes me. I'm going towards the busy part of town just before I get the other gas station. And then I'm at a red light. And then a person beside me in the car that I haven't seen in years, he says, Tony, how you doing? He says, oh my God, you recognized my bike. I have my helmet on and everything. I just recognized your bike. He said, this is cool. How you been? And I haven't seen them for years. And it was such a great way to connect to them. Could you imagine the orchestration of me coming off, going in sort of the wrong direction, wrong way, and then going through town for us to meet, and they're right beside me at a red light. Like if the light would have been another second or two, because I just came up to the light and it turned red. So if they would have delayed another, 10 seconds, I would have gone through and that would have been it. But I had to stop and I went right in the front and they're right beside me. How do you make that up? For some people, they say that's a coincidence. That's fine. You're not at the point yet where you realize how incredible you are. But when you start feeling that these things happen because of you, for you, then you start looking for the hidden blessings. And that's what I always do now. I'm looking for when plans change. Okay, I'm going in another direction. I can't wait to see where this will take me. And so like a kid at Christmas, I'm waiting for the hidden gifts, right? But that all happened because I went in the wrong direction. So in life, when we go sort of in the wrong direction, whatever that means, what does that really mean? So things doesn't really happen to you in that way. But when it does somehow need to be released, all the heaviness. It's not the way people have been treating you that you need to focus on. Because, 99% of the time and majority of the time, if not all the time, people are justified. Tony, you have no idea what they did to me. They were horrible at me. Like as a kid, I was screaming in the corner at 3 years old. I didn't want to do, there was always mental abuse and physical abuse. I was just horrible. So I understand that. And then we're not here to put them to trial. We're not here to say what you went through. Yes, you went through a lot. And if that's what you're looking for, then you have my understanding. You won't get my sympathy because sympathy is a low energy, okay? But you'll get my understanding of what you went through. That's a higher vibration. Understanding and just being heard is everything. So when you have that, then what happened? You need to release that for the other blessings to come. Because if we get so caught up in what happened, then the other things that are behind it, the blessings that are behind it, you sort of keep that back and you don't always see what you really need to see. When you feel like the sun is behind your back, and you're going in the wrong direction, you should be traveling towards the sun, and all of a sudden you're away from the sun, there's a reason for it. And I can't wait to see what it is. So that would be a good way to react to something like that. A quick story. A friend of mine had told me this story about how he met his wife. And he said at one point when he was at home, these guys were going to go out to the community center because they were going to have a square dancing event there. And he says, square dancing? Oh, I don't want any of that stuff. I don't want to do that. He says, no, come on. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. And he says, no, I don't want to go. He says, at the time that they asked me, I thought that this is ludicrous. Like, I've never gone. I don't even know how to dance. I'm going to make a fool of myself. And yeah, I'm just not going to do that. But the friend said, no, come on, you're going to be with friends. Who cares? Let's just go. Maybe you'll meet somebody. He says, oh, no, I'm not interested. But anyway, he finally got coerced to go. Okay. He goes in there and they had to switch partners every so often. And at one of the switches, he ended up with this one lady and absolutely fell in love with her. It's like, I couldn't take my eyes off this lady. This girl is just like, she blew my mind, he says to me. After that dance, we exchanged phone numbers and locations and so on. We were dating. Within 6 months, we were married. And they are celebrating their 60th anniversary. It had been recently. So they're together for 60 years because of a moment. So when you look at the moment his friends were coercing him to go, he would say that would be the wrong thing to do. Right? Whenever that happens for you, All we need to do is move the timeline ahead a little bit, and then the solution or the outcome changes dramatically. At that point, we look at, well, I had to go, but then I met this amazing person. And then we got married, we had amazing kids, I got an amazing life, and it's been absolute bliss for him. He says it was the best thing that ever happened. So now, all of a sudden, that wrong path, that wrong idea, ended up being the catalyst for them to meet the woman of his dreams. And that's not the only one. I mean, there's so many examples like that where when we look at various things, the moment we have one perspective, but then looking a little bit away, it changes. Another example is a friend of mine. I have this job and I've been there for quite a long time and I could really use a raise. You know, the costs are going up and things, and I've been there a long time, haven't had a raise in quite a while, and I'd like to ask, what do you think? And I said, well, absolutely, absolutely. You can ask for what doesn't hurt to ask, right? So he asked for a raise, and then because of other things, I don't think that was the reason, but because of other things, the company had closed down certain parts of their company. And they laid him off. And he says, oh my God, Tony, this is crazy. I was looking for getting more money, and now I don't even have a job. All I wanted was like a little bit more money and some people to respect me a little bit more, because I do really know what I'm doing in this job. And people ask me, senior members of their staff is asking me for some of the ways to do some of the manufacturing that we do. And I have experience in that. So he said, now I don't even have a job. At that point, that was one of his lowest points, and he says that was sort of a wrong thing to do. But then when we moved the timeline, as he was starting to apply for other jobs, he got hired by this other company doing pretty much the same job he was before, but with a little bigger company. He got hired with a higher salary, almost to the dollar that he wanted in the old company, and they treated him with more respect. So when we move the timeline, I think, oh, wait a second, wait a second. So when I wanted more money, I never did ask, is it going to be with this company? I just wanted more money and to be recognized. And so the universe looked at that as, okay, that's not going to be possible in this company. So we'll set something up in another company. But who goes to apply for work when you're already working, right? If you're working, you're not going to apply for another job unless you really are disgruntled by the job and now you're looking. But he wasn't looking. He just wanted something more. So it ended up that he loses his job. Then he applies for this other job. And can you start Monday? He says, absolutely. I'm not working. I don't have to put in my 2 weeks notice. Then we talk about, he says, well, how did that work? Well, it ended up okay. No, no, no. But the thing is, now that had to happen for you to apply for this other job. Otherwise, you would still be at the old job because you wouldn't have applied, because I know you. You wouldn't have applied for this other job knowing that you're still working, because it wouldn't be fair to your employer. He says, that's true. So you had to apply. To do that, you had to have no job. I see. Okay. I see your point. But the point is that don't look at the situation in a knee-jerk reaction, like something bad happens. Oh boy, that's wrong. That's not good. That's bad. Just move the timeline. Let's wait. Let's see what happens. Almost always, there's going to be something else that'll come up, and it was necessary for you to bring down this one idea or one job so that you could get something else that's a little better. One example that I gave a good friend recently was the renovation of a kitchen. And let's say you have an old kitchen, 1960, nice and old. The sink is all like falling apart. There's cracks in it. All the enamel has already chipped off. The countertop is horrible from the decades of cutting things with a knife on the counter. It's terrible. And it's got the old yellow or blue or whatever color that they used then. And the fridge, yeah, the electrical was all like a really old wiring and plumbing and so on. And then you bring somebody in to renovate. And they said, look, I want an ultra-modern kitchen, and you describe this amazing kitchen with an island, and you're going to take out a room just to make this kitchen bigger, right? So you talk about the idea, the concept, and everything, and he says, it'll take a month to get this done. He says, good. Sounds good. Let's do it. So you find that you move out of the house because if there's nothing to eat, you're going to move out of the house. With a house with no kitchen, you might as well just find another way to do things. So you move out of the house, and then you're driving by about 2 weeks later, and you drop in to see how things are going. Then you find out there's no kitchen. There's no countertop. There's no walls. There's no floor. There's no ceiling. Wires are coming out of the ceiling. Plumbing is gone. Electrical is gone. And you would say, wow, this is really wrong. How could this be? At least I had a kitchen before, but I don't even have a kitchen now. The studs and like it looks horrible. And he says, well, I did want it a month. You came back. So come back in 2 weeks and then check it out. So when we move the timeline of something that looks bad right now, then you come to your ultra modern kitchen 2 weeks later. So in life, when something bad happens, just say to yourself or try and remember this message that Spirit is trying to give you. That, okay, that's what it is right now. That's what it looks like right now with my perception. But let's wait and see the blessings. Let's wait because there's a bigger plan at work always for everyone. That'll be something better. And the moment you have that energy, that itself will speed things up. As long as you are skeptical, it'll still happen. It will. You know, you'll still get that job, but it might take longer because you are in the way. You have that lower vibration that something is wrong, something is bad, something is just not the way it should be, so that it slows energy down. Because anything that is tight like that, even rivers will tighten up. They'll slow down their flow and everything else as soon as things start leveling up. You got to have a bit of a cliff or a bit of a something where water can flow. Okay, just open those things up. And that's how things get a lot better. The thing is, when you look at things, look at everything, it's all good. It just might not look like I expected right now, but somehow everything will work out the way it should. You know, blind faith, they call it. But realize that the wrong path, it doesn't exist. That's been given to you by various systems over the centuries. This system was here long before you and I were born. And this system is what we were born into. And we knew about that coming in. We knew that there would be a lot of duality, that everything would be separated, that there'd be a bad and there'd be a good. But it doesn't exist. So as long as you can at least buy that part, that there's no such thing as bad, it's just that it's not great right now. But you know what? Let's wait. Let's see if it stays. And soon after, something happens where you'll start to see when you look backwards, oh, that's why that had to happen. That's why I had to get coerced to go to the dance. That's why I had to ask for that raise. You know what I mean? So when you move the timeline, usually things will change because it doesn't look as good as it is right now. One of the things are when we look at your particular path, all right, this builds character. No question. Your path, if you could go through your path with all the world and everything that it does to you, and you still come out loving and caring and wanting to be with people and sharing what you know and not carrying any anger or resentment, and if you could do that, that's a character builder. And so what is the advantage of having this character building on your path? And that was the question I asked Spirit this morning. I says, do you have something that you could show me that will amplify this or give people a little better visual about this? And he says, yeah, we do. And they directed me to a poem. It's a long poem, but I think it really hits home. And here's what it says. The strongest person in the room is not the loudest. They are not the one interrupting or trying to dominate the conversation with discipline, advice, or tactics. They are the ones sitting quietly, perhaps a beverage in front of them. Their body and mind has been broken in so many ways, riddled with hurt under the surface. Their eyes are clear, and their face is open and honest. Their entire disposition whispers integrity and benevolence. Why are they stronger than the person with the bulging veins with a temper? Because they don't need to prove their strength to anyone. They've done it all. They have already held their dying loved one in their arms at this point. They may have buried a child. They may have lost a love of their life in some way. And yet they still sit alone at the table the next day and still opens up a door for strangers. They listen without needing to be right. They give more than they take. They don't rush and never need to say, "I'm strong," or "I'm worthy," because the room feels it. This individual isn't gentle because they are soft. They are gentle because they are disciplined and know everything is for a reason. Life Paths has already tried to make them bitter and angry to the point of condemning the path itself. They choose grace. That is what strength really looks like when it's fully matured. It doesn't need to be loud. It doesn't need to be seen. It just holds the person with a quiet dignity. You choose to be, for this kind of a human breed, if you want to choose to be like this, start with this. Say less, take longer pauses, choose kindness when you could punish somebody. Speak the truth, but not dominate, but to guide or to teach. Never interrupt silence just to prove you exist. Let your life do the talking. Let your discipline become poised, and let your grief become generosity. The world does not need more flashy leaders. It needs pillars. This special breed have learned in their path that they can walk through fire and come out warm. At one point, they may have lost everything, but still offer their seat to someone else. This can be the version of you if you want to do the work needed on your path. Isn't that amazing? When I ask Spirit for stuff and sometimes I don't have the content, and I said, boy, do they come through. I'll tell you, that is big. There's so much in that. The meditation that we have selected is the one of Archangel Michael. This is the energy that if there is still something in your way that you think that there's still duality to the point where there is a good, but there is also a source of badness. They understand. You will know the truth in time. They said, this is your process and you'll find out yourself over and over again that the only explanation is light. So Archangel Michael will be able to help you take some of that away so you could see your brilliance. You could see how amazing you are because other people see it. And so when other people see it, Spirit is always curious that how come if other people see it, you don't see it? And that's respected because it's really hard to read the label on a bottle if you're inside. So I want you to take a deep breath. Breathe in the color light blue, sky blue. And I want you to envision walking through a doorway. And as soon as you get past the doorway, the door slams shut behind you. You're in total darkness. And because of the light you were in, of course, your eyes have to adjust a little bit. And then there's nothing else to do. You can see little shadows here and there, you know, but it's still a lot of uncertain things that you're stepping over, stepping on, and so on. And so I want you to see going through this dark hallway. And then at some point, I want you to hear little bits of laughter, celebration, clinking of glasses at the end of the hallway. And as you start getting closer, you see a very, very tiny gap of light, very, very thin light underneath the door. And it's enough ambition, enough hope that will get you to the end of this hallway so you can open the door on the other side. When you finally get through, I want you to see everyone there is waiting for you, all the people that love you, and they're celebrating you. And then when you look back at the hallway, does it seem as scary now than it did when you started?
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Raising Your Spirits. If there is a subject you would like to hear in a future podcast or would like to book a session with Tony, reach out at lovehigherself.com. Join the Facebook group, Tuning In with Tony, or attend group tuning classes with Tony in his online virtual weekly classes. You can also access the YouTube channel, Raising Your Spirits with Tony. Until next time, namaste.